16 years after the death of Thelonious Monk, tribute albums keep coming. From musicians as diverse as West Coast arranger Bill Holman and loud East Coast drummer Ralph Peterson. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says more and more of these albums give you some reason to listen to them as well as to Monk's own recordings. He reviews two new solo piano records, the first by New York's Fred Hirsch.
Fred Hirsch playing Let's Cool One from his new album Thelonious, featuring Monk tunes. When Thelonious Monk was alive, few jazz musicians played his music, except for the ballad Round Midnight, which even he got sick of. To most folks, the ingenious little bunched-up chords he played sounded like the blunders of a beginning piano student. That something so deliberately clunky was harmonically very sophisticated was a big part of his appeal. Monk trusted history to make his reputation, and sure enough, as soon as he was dead, well, you never saw such a popular composer. The problem was, a lot of musicians who recorded his tunes then still missed the point. They tried to normalize his material, smoothing out his quirks. But now, things begin to look up. Fred Hirsch playing two Monk themes, Crepuscule with Nelly, with authentically monkish little stammers, and Reflections, sounding like a music box that wants to be a blues piano. Hirsch's taste runs to pretty chords and a light and subtle touch, hardly the stuff of Monk's own playing. But because Hirsch has such a good ear for harmony and knows the history of jazz piano, he understands well enough where Monk comes from. And like Monk, he has a feeling for leaving space in, for letting silence be an equal partner with sound. The centerpiece of his album is Five Views of Mysterioso, in which he plays the notes of Monk's skeletal blues more or less as written, but through variations in phrasing and attack gives it a few different faces. One view of Mysterioso is as spacious and restful as the chamber music of John Cage or Morton Feldman, who, come to think of it, blossomed in the same New York that Monk did. That piece speaks to Fred Hirsch's sensitivity, of course, but his fine new CD also shows how jazz eventually digests its most troublesome innovators. There are lots more players around now who phrase Monk's start and stop melodies correctly than there were 15 years ago. One advantage of modern jazz being obsessed with its own past is musicians listen to a lot of good old music until even the weird guys like Monk start to make sense. Another good new solo record of his tunes is by the Italian pianist Umberto Petrine. His Monk's World is on Italy's terrific Splash label. Petrine zeroes in on a few less revived Monk tunes, like Played Twice. Umberto Petrine's piano sound is a little heavy, and there are moments when his fingers seem to outrun him. Yet, like Fred Hirsch, he gets something very like the jocular effect of Monk's own playing. He does it not by replicating Monk's licks, but by imitating the tone of his voice on piano, the almost mumbled little asides, the skittery runs like frightened mice, the split-second hesitations, all the very mannerisms which made Monk sound like a hopeless amateur to some of his contemporaries. That's why so few people could play his pieces back then. The things they ran away from were the things that really made him Monk.
Kevin Whitehead is currently based in Amsterdam. He reviewed Fred Hirsch Plays Monk and Monk's World by Italian pianist Umberto Petrine on the Splash label.